This is the Brant and Sherry podcast. To find out more about the radio show and Brant's new book called Unoffendable, just go to BrantHanson.com.
Yeah, I think this may be the most beautiful sentence a human can utter. And a girl with Down syndrome, she's a cheerleader for her high school basketball team in Kenosha, Wisconsin. She was being mocked by the other team. It made national news, but I didn't catch this quote until over the weekend. What she had said, her dad was very upset. The players on her team were upset. But she said she saw her dad's, or her dad was talking about it, how upset he was. And she saw how upset he was. And what she said to her dad is this, quote, "Papa, it's okay. I still love them, even if they don't love me."
Wow.
Like, that's about as good as it gets. And if you want to understand how to love people with the love of God, that's what it is. It's not for what you get in return. It's not for what they offer you. It's not for the good feelings. I mean, God was, he allowed himself to be scorned and mocked, made fun of, and yet he loved us. But man, if I could have that attitude, or you could too, it's okay, I still love them, even if they don't love me. You probably noticed this, you're watching TV over the weekend or watching movies or whatever. We've just collapsed inwardly artistically in this culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's all remakes of something we've done 1,000 times. There's no fresh ideas. There's 100 different versions of like NCIS or
right.
CSI.
And then Fast and Furious
The
Avengers.
Just remakes of copying other shows.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, and if you're young, you won't even remember this.
Okay.
But I do. It used to be they came up with fresh content, like fresh shows that no one else was doing. It was brilliant.
Like what?
An example that I would use is there was a show, mm-hmm. a movie called Shaggy D.A., and it was about a dog who was a district attorney. And it wasn't animated.
It was actually a dog.
He was actually a district attorney. And it was, everybody else was human, but he was a district attorney.
I just want to be clear. This is the fresh content you're calling for?
Yeah.
Dogs in suits prosecuting criminals.
It's interesting, isn't it? Admit that it's interesting. If you take it seriously, you understand that would be a really interesting thing. He wore a little suit. And they really did have that. And you can say that it didn't make sense if you want. A lot of the shows we have today don't make sense.
I know, but you're saying they put a dog in a little suit.
Yes.
And they had the dog prosecuting
criminals.
Yes,
he was a district attorney. It was called Shaggy D.A.
Right.
And back in the day, they had this show. I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it was smart. It was smart humor.
That's not.
It was intelligent. It made you think about, it made you grapple with issues of the day.
Well, like what? Why does this dog have a suit on?
Why does this dog have a suit on? Why is he being allowed in the courtroom? And
why are we paying attention to him?
Why does he have a public position as a prosecutor?
How did he get elected?
These are all salient issues that need to be discussed. But it was fresh. It's not just the same old like we have now. I liked it.
Hmm.
It's time to talk sports, but not really. But not really. Sports, but not really. So if you're a sports fan, you're going to be like, yeah. And if you're not, you'd be like, yeah.
Okay. Well,
everybody loves this.
Yeah.
It's called the Brackets of Awesomeness. You vote. This is all stuff that people who listen to the show have nominated to be in the brackets.
Mm-hmm.
We vote to see what goes on in the next round. Well, right now, it's dark chocolate against the Brackets of Awesomeness themselves.
Oh. So if the Brackets of Awesomeness, if that loses, does that then make this whole thing insignificant?
You know what? I hadn't thought about that. That takes the whole takes the air out of the whole thing, doesn't it? If people vote. Right now, it's close. You can go vote. It's just at BrantHanson.com. And we get tons of votes on this stuff.
Right.
I think yesterday it was Shamrock Shakes against Penguins who wear little
turtleneck
sweaters.
Who won?
Penguins.
Won?
That
Penguins,
was,
of
like,
course.
Blowout.
Right.
But this is the Brackets of Awesomeness themselves against dark chocolate.
I love chocolate.
And it's close. I know, but you're right, though. If the brackets lose, is there any point in going on? Hadn't thought about that.
Well, here we are.
Live and learn.
BrantHanson.com.
Yeah. We're asking you to do something here. My name is Brant, by the way. Sherry is with me, too, our show's producer. We're asking you to pray for a guy named Saeed. He's a friend of our show, and his family are friends of ours, and Saeed is in peril. He is in Iran in prison. Maybe you've heard about this. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. Please pray for him to be released by the Iranian authorities. The president last week called for his release, which was good to hear him talking about it, especially with the contemporary discussions going on about nuclear arms and Iran and all this stuff. Normally, nuclear arms are important enough to talk about. However, it's rare that I'm paying attention because there's somebody that we know who whose life hangs in the balance, literally. Where he is could be deadly to him. He's been tortured. He's been beaten by his jailers. He prays for them. He hugs them because of his belief in Jesus. But he is suffering, and his family is suffering without him. He's got two kids.
His son just had a birthday.
Just had his seventh birthday. So we just keep wanting to ask you to pray for him. This is a really critical time. We've been asking for months and a long time. Just pray for Saeed. But it's particularly important right now with the talks that are going on. If you get a chance, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, wherever you are, please ask, wherever you are, ask God, please have mercy on this man and have him released. This is really dicey to talk about, but we're going to talk about it. President Obama called for Saeed Abedini's release last week. Again, Saeed's a friend of the show. We love him and his wife and their kids. He's in Iran. It needs to be released. The weird thing happens on social media, and you've probably noticed this. Anytime you bring up the president, and the previous president as well, honestly, people are so quick to jump on him and ignoring the fact that there's a very real other story that's going on. So rather than commenting on the story of Saeed, it's about, well, here's what I think of the president. That's too bad. And I think it happens because people want to have something to say. And if they don't really know about Saeed and what's going on, they want to jump in with, well, here's what I think about that. So it's such a lightning rod. As soon as you say the word Obama, or as soon as you would say the word Bush, people jump on that. Instead of supporting a woman and her family.
Nagme talked about this. She was very excited that the president actually mentioned. I mean, think how that feels to have not had your husband. What has it been, two years already?
And she's been frustrated with the president for not talking about it. So it's not a political thing, up or down. She's not going, see, that shows me the president.
She wants her husband back. Right.
That's it. So if you're in a string of comments responding to her saying, hey, the president talked about my husband, probably not the time to go off on the president because it's not the subject. The subject is her husband and the father of her children. It's probably enough to go, I'm praying he gets out. Don't care who gets the credit. Don't care. You want your husband back. We're praying with you. This is so incredibly awesome. A dream come true, perhaps. The show on the History Channel, Vikings, is looking for extras to be in a huge battle scene. And they have advertised on Facebook, and they would like people who look like they should be in an awesome Viking battle to be in the show. Now, I have mixed feelings about the show. Thank you for asking.
I didn't even know there was a show. So,
I like the setting.
Yes.
I like the costuming. Storylines lose me.
Okay, so this is actual, this is not like a history kind of show.
They dress it up to be, but it has an agenda.
Okay.
Okay, but forget the agenda for a second. That's pretty awesome to be in a giant Viking scene. And I think most people listening right now are like, that would be so cool.
Why do you think that?
Because I know my audience. And I love them, Sherry. There's a long list. Here's what it says. There's a long list of specific skills and appearances they're looking for. They want people, fishermen, carpenters, skilled swords people, bowmen, ship hands, Latin speakers,
this music,
males with long hair and beards. I am there. This is going to be great. This is the best thing ever. I mean, they are looking for an awesome extras for the show Vikings. They want to have a huge battle scene.
Right.
And they're asking for people to come forward and go to Ireland and be in a giant scene.
Go to Ireland. Now, it's sounding like you want to be a part of this.
Yes.
But they...
they say they need...
Here's where the problem is.
They need fishermen, carpenters, skilled swords people, bowmen and women. Bowmen, ship hands, Latin speakers.
Okay. So do you have any of those qualities? I've never...
I'm not a fisherman. I'm not a carpenter.
Not a bowman.
Not a bowman. I speak a little Latin.
How much?
I'm trying to think how to say a little bit in Latin. E pluribus unum. Caveat emptor. Bam.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They should be calling for you soon.
I'll be
then.
The guy screaming, caveat emptor, as we go into battle. But the buyer beware is what that means. Carpe diem.
Okay.
Got all this. And then I have a beard, so I'm qualified.
Are you? Yep. That's all it takes,
Thank
huh?
you. Yes, I am. Question for you. And if you can think of something, great. If you can't, we understand. But we would love to hear a story from you about when you were shown grace, when somebody forgave you in a way you'll never forget the rest of your life. Now, normally what happens, people will tend to offer stories from their own lives where they forgave somebody else.
Yeah, because we like to be the hero.
Sure.
Everybody wants to be the hero.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, those are great stories, but we love the honesty and the humility that it takes to go, you know what? I was the one who needed grace and forgiveness. And we want to hear it from like a person. We all know that God's willing to extend us forgiveness. We got that. We're still shaking it in. I mean, it's still breathtaking. But we'd like to hear a story where a person had to forgive you and let something go and you'll never forget it. If you're willing to do this, we'd love this. Just call us. It's triple. No, it's not. It's not triple. Mm-mm. No, it's 855.
Here's the real number.
And the thing is, I'll never get it. I've given up even trying. I've kicked myself. I've been like, why can't you remember your own phone number? And I'll never get it.
When it has your name in it.
Yeah.
855-90-BRANT is the number.
855-90-BRANT. That's it. We'd love to hear the story. And just leave a message like 30 seconds long. Mm-hmm. Just tell us who it was, what happened. We'd love to hear it. We do something awesome on this program called Survival School. Mm-hmm. I'm always thinking of stuff, and Sherry knows this. No matter what scenario I'm in, I'm always thinking, what do I do if this happens or that happens? I've always got an escape route planned. I always know how to respond. I have my weight evenly placed on both feet so that I can get away quickly or spring into action. Yeah, it's important.
Okay.
I'm always ready to go. Bam, bam, bam.
I hate this, all of that.
So that's why we have Survival School, where I teach you survival skills.
Has anyone, I've asked this before, I haven't been able to get an answer. Has anyone ever said, please teach us survival tips, Brant?
You just did. You ready? Lindsay's on the phone. You want to try this?
I'm okay with doing this. Every time I've called, it's always been during one of your discussions, but I've never been able to get in the line when you're doing one of the games. So,
okay.
Yes, please.
Well, this is your chance. I don't know if you have a Panera there in Salt Lake City. You ever been to Panera there?
Panera Bread?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, gird yourself, because this survival school scenario is at Panera coming up. You ready for this?
Okay.
Let's say you and a friend are at Panera, and it's all good. You got some kind of little cinnamon sticky bun or something, and coffee, and you're talking at the table, and you look down, and it's kind of sloshy on the floor. Like, you don't know why.
In a Panera?
But you don't know why. It's no big deal.
Uh-huh.
And you keep talking. Okay. Conversation's flowing and everything. And you realize, wait, there's liquid now up to your knees. And it appears to be Diet Pepsi.
I'm sorry, what? Sorry, I missed part of that. Can you go back just a little bit?
Yeah, there's liquid now up to your knees as you're sitting there talking to a friend.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
But you're just engrossed in conversation. You look down and you're like, oh, it looks like it's Diet Pepsi. I don't know what's going on. But
it's ridiculous.
And then what happens is you realize too late, somebody has left the soda fountain on and now it's over your head and you're swimming. You're swimming.
Okay.
And the front door is locked.
Why?
The doors are locked.
What in
you
the world?
You can't get out, and it keeps, the Diet Pepsi is getting up to the ceiling. You don't have any, you have like 5 seconds to figure out what to do. What do? You have 5 seconds. Go.
I start drinking it.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to be able to keep up with the whole restaurant full of Diet Pepsi. That's silly.
That's silly?
That is silly.
Well, that's when I start telling everyone else to start drinking it, too. I'm not there by myself,
There's silliness here, but I don't think that's it.
Be realistic, Lindsay.
Okay.
What you do.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go up to the cash, swim over to the cash register and ask them for a mug. And then use it to smash the front windows so that all the, yeah. And be careful, because like if you just say, I want a coffee, a lot of times they'll just give you a plastic cup. That's not going to do any good. You want to request specifically a mug.
That's true.
I'll tell you what. That's true. This could very well be the most ridiculous survival school we have ever had.
Thank you, Lindsay. Live and learn. That's why we're here. And Lindsay's on the phone too. I wanted to ask her about something that was in the news about beards and stuff. You like the, as a female human, Lindsay, do you like guys with long, big beards?
Yeah, no. And even like just a really full, bushy beard, I'm not a huge fan of. But stubble, goatees, mm-hmm. I can handle that on most people. But it depends on the person. Some people look a lot better with beards.
What about Abraham Lincoln's chin strap? Like,
I think he looks better with the beard.
Yeah.
More attractive with the beard.
Yeah, Abe. Honest, yeah. Abe with the beard. I think, why are you asking these questions?
I just thought it was, I thought it was curious because they said it's very fashionable and almost every hipster, every hip guy has a beard.
I have a theory, Lindsay. Would you like to hear my theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would love to hear your theory.
Brant and I were on the road and we met with one of our friends who is growing his beard out and he's going the Duck Dynasty way. And Brant was okay. Incredibly enamored of this. Standing probably a little too close to the guy, staring at him.
Not true.
And and I think somebody wants that beard, and I think someone is trying to compile things from people, data, if you will, to take to his wife.
Yeah.
What do you think,
exactly.
Lindsay?
A list of reasons why this is a good idea.
Right. Lindsay said it's okay. That kind of thing. Brant?
Lindsay, you're getting lied to. This has nothing to do with it.
But that did happen.
You concocted a whole...
I did not. That actually happened.
No, I was just thinking about Abraham Lincoln. Lainey's on the phone now. Do you like that?
I like that? No.
No.
Not at all.
How about the Abe Lincoln chin strap?
That's better, but still not.
How about like the piratey long goatee?
Yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
What about like huge mutton chops like Victorian England on the side of your face?
No.
Yes.
I don't know where you're getting that from.
How about this? I was thinking about doing this myself. It'll be up to my wife, obviously, ultimately, but I wondered how you feel about it. I want to do one of those mustaches with the little curly ends on them.
Oh, my goodness.
Where you put stuff on it and so they can curl it up on the end, like real long.
No, I'm with Sherry. I'll just slap.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. Why would you do that?
I think it would look cool if I got one of those old school bikes with one giant wheel. And then I had that
mustache. Yeah.
Well, that would pull it all together.
Thank you.
Riding through the suburbs.
Okay, good. Noted. You know what I still can't get over? I've been around church culture for a long time. Raised in church and all that sort of stuff. I heard about forgiveness, but I didn't internalize it. And I'm still internalizing it. Like how good God actually is. The fact that he does not, I repeat, does not have a scoreboard in the sky with my morality on it. With my moral score. Brant did good today at this, but he did bad at that. Got points over here, but points over there. Negative points. I even heard from somebody when I was young, and God bless my Sunday school teachers, but one of them told me it's going to heaven is like a big ladder. And if you do something good, you go up a step, and you do something bad, you go down a step. Well, if that was true, my ladder would be in the center of the earth right now.
I wouldn't even have one. At least you have a ladder.
My ladder would be on fire. My ladder is on fire. Sherry doesn't even have a ladder.
Just staring up at the sky
with
no hope.
It's so hard to unwind that. It's so hard because we're so used to the way the world works to think that God has blown up the scoreboard because he's already won the game on our behalf is such good news. If you really start to breathe that in, it's amazing how you'll become more loving, more joyful, more peaceful, more patient, more kind with people that try your patience. It's amazing what'll happen. A lot of times we're not all those things because we haven't breathed it in. We still suspect there's a big scoreboard in the sky. There isn't one. So here's your assignment. Next time you're around an older person, like a senior citizen, and you see that this person is grumpy, man, what a grumpy old mean man. Or grumpy old mean woman, or what a saint. You know, people feel like, wow, what a peaceful, sweet person. Here's the assignment. Think to yourself, when did this person get to be this way? Mm. When did that happen? Because it probably wasn't like on their 65th birthday. They're like, I'm going to be a bitter old man.
Starting now.
3, 2, 1, bitterness. Get off my lawn. It's not. That's not how it's going to work. And this is incredibly important for you to know this, mm-hmm. and for me. You get that way starting now. You may be listening and you're 18 years old, 25 years old, 35 years old. Whoever that person is now, it started then.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is your character changes a little bit, or you develop some bad aspects to it, and it becomes more and more pronounced, and eventually it's all you are. Or conversely, you start to show what we call the fruit of the Spirit of God, where you become more loving, more joyful, more peaceful. And that becomes more amplified, but it becomes more amplified the older you get. And you wind up becoming a caricature of what you were. So here's why it's really important right now to check your character now. The little things you become, I'm an angry person. Yeah, I guess I'm angry. Well, guess what? You're going to be incredibly angry when you're 70. You're going to be incredibly bitter. Nobody's going to want to be around you. They might put up with it now. But here's why you check things in your character, because being off 1 degree right now might be okay, but you'll wind up years later, that's a million miles away from where you want to be. Just being honest about character issues and stuff. And look, I've got many flaws in mine. I understand that. And you have flaws in yours. I do think that's a great way, though, to see if you're actually growing spiritually. If that's something you want to do, I want to grow spiritually. Well, God actually describes certain characteristics that will be growing in you. Mm-hmm. And they're called the fruit of the Spirit. So it's like love and joy and peace and gentleness and faith, these things. And I think what will happen is over the course of a few years, you may not notice it yourself, but you'll probably be able to get this comment from family or friends where they say, you're more patient than you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're more loving. You seem like you're more joyful than you were before. And you, again, you may not notice it yourself because it's slow. Like watching a plant grow. You don't necessarily see it in the moment, but over the course of time, you notice. Or like watching kids grow. They take them to their grandparents. They haven't seen them for 4 months. Suddenly they're taller. Wow. You don't notice that if you're with them every day. But man, I do think that will happen. If you are somebody who's spiritually growing, those things will multiply. Conversely, if you're allowing other stuff to grow, bitterness, anger, jealousy, all that sort of stuff, that'll become more pronounced too. I think I'm going to go ahead and boycott DreamWorks. They make animated movies, I guess.
Okay, so what is the nature of this boycott or the source? Why? Why are you boycotting?
Well, they take a personal swipe at me.
Get out of here.
And other people like me.
Okay.
Apparently, and Chris posted this on my Facebook page, said, be forewarned, they have a movie. What's the movie called? It's called... it's called Home.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds innocuous.
Preview of that. Looks good.
In the movie, the aliens take all the useless items and they float all the useless items in a ball in the air.
Okay.
There's a ball of accordions, apparently. So they're making some...
Sorry. Go. Please continue.
They're making some kind of statement about how accordions are useless, which is really interesting.
Well, that's from an alien's perspective. Maybe they don't understand. Maybe it takes a human to explain to them.
You know what? It's probably right. The joke's on them because they're so silly. They don't realize that the accordion is actually well regarded in just about every culture on the planet except for this one.
Yeah, why don't we just think of it that way?
Yeah, good point. All right. Never mind. Forget the DreamWorks boycott.
It's off.
It's off. Oh, we were talking about how God will change your character over time and give you, make you a more joyful person, a loving person. He really will. It'll happen compared to the way you used to be, if you allow him to.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting to me, and I actually like this, you know how people talk about their childhood as their formative years. That's when, you know, when I was a child, during my formative years. Well, it's true that your childhood is formative, but isn't it kind of cool to be able to look at your whole life and go, I'm still in my formative years?
Yeah.
I like that,
that
we're still a work in progress in the best way. Like, if we allow God to change us, he's still our father. I'm still his child. I'm still in my formative years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an excuse. It's just, it's cool to me because I think...
It's hope.
It's hope, exactly.
I'm continuing to change. He is continuing to change me. And that he's, it took me a long time to understand this as a church kid. He's committed to changing me.
Yes.
He's committed to that process. He knows what he bought into.
How wonderful that is.
Yeah.
And again, it's the way you said, it's hope. It's not like, you better grow up. It's just like, I want to grow up. It makes life better. And I'll grow up enough to realize that being childlike is a good thing.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To find out more about the radio show and Brant's new book called Unoffendable, just go to BrantHanson.com.